Yeah, I'm here. I'm still alive. Keep your expectations low today. Because, man, I am not in the mood for podcasting, but I got to get a new cast out for you guys because you've suffered through repeats. Though they were brilliant repeats. That's my whole thing about why statism is based on fear. Which, that series of four podcasts, when Adam Piggott and I were talking about writing books, that's one of the things I would write a book about. Or maybe just a pamphlet. Let's call it what it is, right? But that's something I could definitely expand and write about, is that series of podcasts. Anyway, yeah, here I am. Fuck you. No, I'm not. I can't. I don't have the energy to do the intro. Man, am I tired. Had the weekend off. It's Sunday right now. What the fuck time is it? It's 18:30 hours. Had Saturday and all of today off, and I'm still tired. The weather here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins was really nice. For most of the weekend, yesterday it got into the low 60s and there was some cloud cover. And today, shit, I think it got up almost to 70. Thank you, global warming. Got almost up to 70. It was sunny. Went out both days walking around. I've mostly been running errands because, oh my God, we worked over at Weyland-Yutani. Jesus God Almighty, we just worked 12 days in a row. I'm trying to remember if I worked the previous weekend. At least 12 days straight through. Last week, I worked 79 hours and 59 minutes. 1 minute away from 80 hours. We have been absolutely slammed with work. Where are my fucking eye drops? They're way over there. Fuck. And even though I had yesterday and today off, man, I'm just still... So anyway, yesterday and today were mostly spent as catching up on things. Had to do some shopping. Had to get some groceries because I had exhausted... You know, all of the real food. Well, not all the real food, because I have meat in the freezer. But I exhausted all my real food as far as fruit and veggies and greens. You know, things like that. That you buy fresh and that they go bad. So I needed to do grocery shopping. I needed to get some more protein powder. Haven't been to the gym in ages. Going to the gym tomorrow, thank God. I am... Man, I tell you what. I have gotten... When I first started trying to go to the gym, it was really hard to get myself to go to the gym. And now, it's like if I don't go to the gym 3 days a week, like I start getting grumpy about it. Like I really miss, I'm into it. I mean, I'm not like hardcore into it, like a muscle head or something. But I'm kind of into it. I like, I just go there and I got my podcast going on. I'm still binging on The Dick Show. I'm on like my 104th episode of The Dick Show. I have, oh God, I'm so far behind on everybody else. I am so far, I'm at least a month behind on Adam Piggott, Aaron Cleary. Who's that other guy? Oh yeah, TJ Martinell. I was doing really good binging on TJ Martinell. Now I'm way behind on TJ, so I need you guys to stop podcasting until I can get caught up. And I know TJ did his episode where he talks about where how dogs are better than cats, and so I gotta listen to that so I can start making a list of all the things TJ is wrong about in that episode. I went to Walmart while I was shopping, and I bought a package of paper, like what us old people would call typing paper, but printer paper. So how many sheets are in here? 550 sheets of paper. I think that might be enough for me to write down all the ways in which TJ Martinell is wrong when he says that dogs are better than cats. But, I mean, I can always go back and get more paper if I need it. Cynthia, I'm so far behind. Because we've been working, and unfortunately, it's not been the kind of work where I could listen to a podcast and work. Especially since I am teaching Yoga Pants Girl, and that's a whole episode. We're going to do a whole episode about Yoga Pants Girl. Since I'm teaching Yoga Pants Girl to be a lighting technician, I can't just put my earphones in and listen to podcasts and ignore everybody. And right now I'm trying to put eye drops in my eyes, so I have to look up, which means I can't talk into the microphone, so just hang on for a second. And you're saying, great one. Why do you need eye drops? Are you hungover? No, actually I have not had alcohol since Tuesday. Tuesday night I had a couple of beers, and I realized that I have had alcohol for like every fucking day for about the past month. And I said, all right, you need to back off a little bit. So Tuesday night was the last time I've had any booze. I went Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Today is Sunday. No alcohol. Tomorrow, might drink a beer or two. We'll see how it goes. Tuesday, I will definitely be drinking because I'm going out with Rachel. We're going to a local establishment that's having a booze night where you can buy booze from one of my favorite breweries and you get a free glass. Like, I need a fucking free glass. I don't need any more stuff. That's why I bought more stuff. I just spent a bunch of money. Just spent $500 on photography gear, on lighting gear, on things you use to put light and reflect light and focus light on cute girls. So did that. I hadn't bought any new photography stuff in a while because I went into kind of a slump with the photography. Now I feel like I'm beginning to emerge from it a little bit, which reminds me, I've got to fucking email these models tonight. I've got to do that. Models. Write that down right now. And put out a casting call. So yeah, no booze, so I'm not hungover. I'm drinking tea right now. It has floral notes, just for Adam Piggott. Did do an episode of Greasy Pole with Adam, so you guys didn't have to suffer repeats all the time. That was good. Oh, by the way, so yeah, the old Indian guy, he's an elder. I'm going to start calling myself an elder. Right? Instead of just, it's this old guy on the internet who screams, no. No, I'm an elder. You have to respect me now. I'm an elder. Anyhow, this weekend, yeah, the weather was nice. Got out a little bit. Ran into this girl that I know and gave her a couple of hugs. And we talked about how we're supposed to go have tea, but she keeps flaking out. And she told me, she says, yeah, you look really tired. And I said, yeah, I feel really tired. Even though I've had 2 days to rest up, I've just, oh my God. Next week, thankfully, not as bad. We have some jobs next week over at Weyland-Yutani, but none of them involve lighting. So I'm kind of off the hook. Me and Yoga Pants Girl will just be working back at the warehouse doing maintenance and repairs and cleaning and shit like that while everybody else is out doing the stuff that they do, which I don't know what it is because it's decor shit and it sucks. Did a gig where I flew, so far, the largest lighting rig that I've ever flown as far as the number of lighting instruments that I put on a piece of truss and took up in the air. I had 12 plus 4, let's do math, 12, fuck, all right, hang on. I really am brain dead, just letting you know. So we have 12 and 14 and 8 and 8 is 16. And 8 more, so that's 8, that makes 10, that makes another 10. That's 50, 56, I had 62 lights in the air. That's a lot of fucking lights. I had to program all that shit, control all that shit. Yoga Pants Girl helped me out. Both by doing work and by having a nice ass. And we got through that. It was good. Then, oh man, last week we did a gig for a company. This company shall not be named. They are in Colorado Springs. As you know, if you listen to this podcast, the Great One lives in the People's Republic of Fort Collins here in the Soviet sector of Colorado. Hang on, let me see if this is, just happens to be an important email. Oh, and then there's that. I got a bitch about that, too. Not email. Oh, I could talk about this, too. Well, all right, we'll see. We'll see. Let me write my notes down here. We got that. We got that. I'm not real organized. I'm just saying whatever the fuck comes to mind, guys. Just roll with it. It's a brain dump. Just getting you caught up on why there hasn't been a podcast. So the company we work for, I'm not going to tell you who they are, but they're in Colorado Springs. And they make nuclear missiles. They put things in outer space. They make things that orbit the planet Earth. Okay? And so there's security out the wazoo. The whole security, trying to just get onto the property. And they're like, what are you here for? And I'm like, I'm here to do shit. Like, well, I need an ID. And oh, well, okay, you can get in, but you guys can't get in. And it's like, why not? Well, you have a meeting scheduled. They don't have a meeting scheduled. I'm like, are you kidding me? And the first day I could understand. But when you come back the second day and it's like, who are you and why are you here? Like, dude, 24 hours ago, you and I were in this exact same place. Do you seriously not remember me from 24 hours ago? You're fucking kidding, right? What do you mean, who am I? I'm the same fucking person I was yesterday. Here, let me show you my ID again. It hasn't changed. Well, if you want to go inside a building, you have to prove you're a citizen. You have to prove you were born in the United States. I need a passport or a birth certificate. I'm like, yeah, I carry those around. I don't need to go in a building. We're working outside. Of course, we're working outside because it's winter. Colorado Springs. I'm in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. We're supposed to go down there one day on Monday. We're supposed to go down there, do our work, we'll be done. We're just going down there. There's a tent. It's a big fucking tent. We're going to go in the tent. The decor guys are going to hang some fucking fabric on the walls and hang some shit from the ceiling. I don't know. I don't keep up with that shit because it's gay. And I'm just going to do some lighting. I'm going to do some upwash around the room. I'm going to shoot a couple of gobos. It's going to be like probably about a 10 to 12 hour day. Monday comes along. We get on the road. We're driving down there. We start getting close to Denver. We leave Fort Collins. Weather is fantastic. Because the weather forecast, we look at the forecast as snow possible on Sunday night. We're all like, ah, shit. Get up Monday morning, look out the window, nothing. Beautiful. Not a fucking snowflake in sight, be it fucking falling from the sky or like a left-wing state of snowflake. No snowflakes to be seen. Cruising down the road, start getting near Denver. Snow. I'm like, motherfucker. And it fucking, oh, the roads were a goddamn disaster. It snowed, it iced up, traffic is crawling. It took us, what, I don't know, 6 hours to get there. Going down and getting in, and we're driving to the place. Now we're off the highway in the main road, and I'm driving the fucking truck, the pickup. I'm going up the hill, man, and that fucking truck is about at a 30-degree angle going up the hill because it's trying to slide, and it's a automatic, but of course it's got first and second gear, and I'm shifting between first and second gear and trying to get the thing to go up. And Kane is riding with me, and Kane says, "Wouldn't this be a good time to put the truck in four-wheel drive?" And I thought, yeah, it'd be a great idea. And I look at the console, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. And I don't see a switch for the four-wheel drive. And I'm like, oh, shit. The truck's not a four-wheel drive truck. And I'm thinking, why do we have a fucking pickup that's not four-wheel drive when we live in Colorado and it snows? I don't drive this truck that much. I don't pay attention to this shit. So anyhow, we get to where we're going. And I tell him, I say, eh, we don't, it doesn't have four-wheel drive. And Kane's like, well, that sucks. I'm like, yeah. Get to where we're going. I'm getting out of the truck. And I'm looking again because I'm kind of baffled by this. And there's the switch for the four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, four-wheel high, four-wheel low. As you're driving the vehicle, it's hidden by the steering wheel and hidden by my hand where I have my hands. And I'm just looking at this and I'm going, God damn it. So on one hand, I'm kind of proud of myself that I got this pickup to location with only two wheels, because there was nothing in the bed. The bed was empty. And I'm telling you, there was a couple of times that I was really sure that pickup was going into the fucking ditch or going to slide back down the hill. I did not think we were going to get up that hill. We were going up the hill and we hit this one point where I said, okay, this is it. We are going no farther. We are stuck. The pickup has stopped all forward motion. We are fucked. And I got it going. I got up the fucking hill. There were like five cars crashed and burned on this hill. I got past all of them. So I'm kind of proud of myself that I did this using only two-wheel drive, real rear-wheel drive in an empty pickup. Kind of proud of myself and really fucking stupid because I could have flipped into four-wheel drive and been fine. But, you know, there it is. Next time, there will be a next time, because on Wednesday, it's supposed to dump snow on us again. Then Thursday, we got to go back to Colorado Springs to take all this shit down. So we might be driving in the leftovers of the snow. Depends how much snow there is. That's going to be fucking wonderful. So we're supposed to go up on Monday and do this, right? It's a one-day gig. So we get there late as shit because of the snow. But then on top of that, everything is confused. Everything is fucked up. And this technically isn't our job. Somebody else was hired by this company to do all of these things, and they subcontracted part of the work out to us. So we're not actually working directly for the company that makes nuclear missiles. We're working for another company that's working for them. Well, nobody from the company we're technically working for is around there to tell us what to do. So we're having to make things up. And the people who make the missiles, oh my God, you want to talk about a fucking disaster area. Now, we can make lots of jokes here about it's not rocket science and rocket scientists, and rocket scientists should be smart and everything. And we could do that, except the truth is none of the people we interacted with were the actual engineers and rocket scientists who actually designed the fucking nuclear missiles. The people we interacted with were the HR bimbos and their event planner, and their graphics designer, and their vice presidents, and the only one who's even remotely cool was the guy, he is there, what was his title? He still is, unless he's been fired in the last 3 days. He is, what the fuck was he, did he call? Give me a second. He's in charge of all of their trade show operations. It's like when they go to a trade show and they set up a booth. He's in charge of all that stuff. He's the only one who was cool. We instantly bonded because he was telling me about how his daughter in high school is in theater. And so he knows about theatrical lighting because his theater is looking to buy new theater lights because all their stuff is suck ass. So we instantly bonded because he understands lighting equipment. So that was great. He was okay. He's looking around. We're talking. And he was, anyway, lots of stuff said there. Gotta drink more tea because I'm getting revved up here. Which I got a couple of stories to tell you. I gotta slow down. Fucking tell them one at a time. My brain is getting ahead of my mouth, which happens a lot. I know, you're shocked. You're the great one. Your brain gets ahead of your mouth. We can't believe that. No, it's true. Yoga Pants Girl told me, she says, I think you're a lot calmer and nicer whenever I'm around. And I said, well, could be, but how would you know? Because you don't know how uncalm and unnice I am when you're not around because you're not around. She says, well, I'm just theorizing about that. I'm like, okay. They had, as some of their display items in this tent, things that he would take to his trade show events. And one of them is a life-size mock-up of missiles. And you've probably seen these things before. Oh, I gotta tell you this story before I forget. So we're there. All right, so anyhow, we were supposed to... There's so much. We were supposed to go in on Monday, get everything done and be finished. That's what we contracted for. That's what the company who contracted us paid us for. One day. So we get there on Monday. We get there late. But still, we can't get anything done because nobody at this company that makes nuclear missiles knows what's going on. There's no plan. There's no timeline. There's no sequence of event. Sequence of events, plural. There's nobody really ultimately in charge. Like the graphics woman is in charge of the graphics and she's got some banners, but then the event woman is in charge of the furniture. And then it's just a massive clusterfuck. We ended up going back on Tuesday. We went back on Wednesday. We went back on Thursday. And we thought we were going to have to go back on Friday and Monday. But we got out of Friday and we got out of Monday because they decided they had to get some furniture. We were going to have to go back on Monday just to take 3 pieces of furniture that didn't get gotten in time to take them down on Monday because Dallas waits to the last minute on everything and didn't order the shit till the day before we were supposed to fucking go down there. But thankfully, they didn't like that furniture. And this is the thing, like we brought furniture for them. We show them pictures of the furniture. This is the furniture. This is what the furniture looks like. Okay, we get down there and we have the furniture. They go, oh, you know, we don't really like that furniture. Well, you know what? You fucking approved of this furniture. Got a piece of paper right here. You signed off on this. This fucking shit. It's fine. We're going to charge you more money. We changed out the furniture. We brought different furniture. Oh my God, we charged. Because we do this. Like when you change things, like when we have to go back to Colorado Springs an additional 3 days of driving and labor and man hours and change things you had agreed to and also, oh boy, did we fucking bill them a shit ton of extra money. Thousands of dollars. I don't know exactly how much, but it was easily over $4,000 additional that we had to bill them for all of this. Probably more than $4,000, actually. I mean, about $1,000 because we had a crew of 4. We had a crew of 6 on the first 2 days. A crew of 4 for 1 day, that right there by itself is about $1,000. That doesn't count the extra 2 people and the change orders. So it was probably more like $6,000 or $7,000. So I'm looking at these mock-ups of the missiles with the trade show booth guy. And it's got, the missiles are cut away, right? And then it has the clear plexiglass so you can see inside of it. And I'm looking at the mock-up of the missile and I said, oh, look, here's your COM1 port where you can plug your modem in and you can get dial-up and connect to a bulletin board, because it had little 9-pin DB9. Anybody out there under about the age of 40 has no idea what I'm even talking about. You're like, what's a DB9? It has a DB9 port on one of the boxes inside the missile. And trade show booth guy says, yeah, that is all completely wrong. I'm like, really? Because I was kind of wondering, because there's these boxes in there with all these like DB25s and printer ports and shit on them, which you youngins really have no idea what this stuff is. I'm like, well, I'm not too surprised, because I mean, why would you have a DB9 on this thing? Do you guys really still use, do you really use DB9s on missiles? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe you could, because it's more robust than a USB connection or something. I don't know. But it seemed a little fishy to me. And trade show booth guy tells me, yeah, so the nose of the missile up here, this is fairly accurate. He says the reaction control engines over here, these are fairly accurate. He says all the rest of the stuff you see, these are washing machine parts. And I'm just like, really? He's like, oh yeah, this is nothing like what the missile actually looks like inside. I'm like, that's cool. By day 4, trade show booth guy and I had bonded pretty well. And we were talking about things and just the clusterfuck and everything. And, you know, and we were waiting on something. Oh, we were waiting for their event planner chick to come up there and give her final approval on the furniture. And we've been waiting for her for close to an hour. You know, I made the offhand comment of something like, well, yeah, I'm paid by the hour, so I guess I can hang out. And he said something. I said, well, at least you're getting paid for this also. And he says, yeah, I'm getting paid for this, but I'm also a shareholder in this company. And right now, the only thing I see is a bunch of wasted money. And, you know, can't disagree with him. Now, on one hand, I'm getting paid to do this, so a bunch of that wasted money is going into my pocket. Because especially by this time, oh, I was on overtime. I was on pure overtime starting halfway through Tuesday, because we worked all weekend doing the other lighting gig where I had my 7,000, whatever it was, 62 lights up in the air. But it was a waste of money. Then all of this event was going on. We don't really know exactly what's happening, but we could get from talking to people that it was just some kind of dog and pony show. There was a bunch of bigwigs from somewhere coming in. And I mean, so you've got, and I was trying to figure out the whole time. I'm like, okay, look, you're this multi-billion-dollar international corporation with defense contracts making nuclear missiles for the government. And they've got this entire campus, right, with the fence around it and just, you know, multiple buildings. It's big. Like, we got there, you go through the security checkpoint at the start. We're driving 2 miles to get to the place where we're working, where this big tent is set up in a parking lot. So, I mean, it's a large place, a shit ton of buildings. And what I'm trying to figure out is, why in the hell are they putting a tent outside and putting all this stuff in a tent and doing, putting furniture in the tent and having us put lights in the tent and all this other shit when you got all these buildings? Now, I'm pretty sure your buildings have rooms and kitchens and furniture and lights. Like, it really is. It was a giant waste of money. But I guess when you're a multi-billion dollar international corporation that's funded by the taxpayers to make nuclear missiles, I guess you can blow money on shit like that. So anyhow, it was, every day was long with a bunch of driving and a bunch of bullshit. I'm still mentally fatigued from this. Even though I've had the weekend to recover. Then, it's Friday night, because we didn't have to go down there Friday, thank God. Got off work early-ish on Friday. And I thought about it. All I wanted to do was play a fucking computer game. I haven't played a computer game in ages. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, well, I could bang around on Battlefront 2 for a little bit and just shoot some things. Or I could fire up Dungeon Siege 2. Siege. If I can fucking enunciate my words, which I can't. I could fire up Dungeon Siege 2. Because I haven't played that in... Hang on. I can tell you how long it's been since I played it. I know, you can see I was saying, yeah, great one. This is really critical shit. We need to know how long has it been since you played Dungeon Siege 2. Hold on. See, how do you know, great one? Simple, because I'm going to look at my latest saved game. Oh, holy shit. The last time I saved a game in Dungeon Siege 2 was December 19th, 2017. I have not played this game in 13 months. So that gives you an idea how often I play computer games. But if you're new around here and you haven't heard me rant about it, I really like the Dungeon Siege games. Dungeon Siege 1, I got that on my other computer because it needs it. Well, it's not the operating system, because this computer right here that I'm recording on is a multi-boot. I got Windows XP, Windows 7, and then Gentoo Linux, and then another Gentoo Linux, and then another Gentoo Linux. So I have 5 operating systems on this computer. Got my other computer over there that has Windows 7, Windows XP, and not Sabian, what do you call it? Mint Linux on it. And that computer has the old monitor. It has not the 1080 monitors, the 4:3 aspect ratio. That one's the old aspect ratio, which is what Dungeon Siege 1 needs in order to work. I haven't been able to figure out how to get Dungeon Siege 1 to function with a widescreen ratio monitor. So I got Dungeon Siege 1, playing that game. Haven't played that one in ages either. So I thought, hey, you know, I'm going to sit down and play Dungeon Siege 2. Fuck it. Because I know I'm going to get sucked in. Hours are going to go by. I'm just going to be playing this computer game, but fuck it. At this point, I deserve a little fucking computer game time. So I throw the disc in, hit the icon, I'm ready to get the fuck in there, start casting some spells and whipping some ass and looting some gold. And much like when you're trying to have an intelligent conversation with a woman, nothing happens. I I'm like, okay, so you check the disc. Yeah, it's the right disc. Put the disc back in. Okay. Click the icon again. Nothing happens. Nothing. The fuck is the start of the task manager? Nope, it's not running. Look over there, running processes. There's a dungeon siege process running, but nothing, no game. Kill it, start again. Long story short, game will not fucking run. Just won't start, nothing. I don't know why. It's not like Linux, where you can go to the command line and start the program and look at the output and diagnose the errors. No, because it's Windows. Because Windows is designed for stupid people. You just click on the icon. Although it's not as designed for stupid people as fucking Macintosh is. In Windows, you got to double click. In Mac, you only single click. Because double clicking is too complicated for Mac people. They're fucking geniuses. God, I hate people who use fucking Apple computers. Yoga Pants Girl has a fucking MacBook. I'm like, oh God. Anyway. So the game's fucked up. The game won't start. I have no idea why. Now I'm really pissed because I wanted to play a computer game and I fucked around with this for, I don't know, 2 hours trying to diagnose, figure it out, trying thing, compatibility mode, uninstall the game, reinstall the game, go look at the INI file, go look at the fucking config file. Oh my God, nothing. Can't get it to fucking work. So there went that. Finally, hours later, I'm like, well, now it's too late. I'll just move the fuck on and do other shit. Didn't get to play Dungeon Siege 2. So next day, I boot up into Windows XP. Go in there. All right, let me install Dungeon Siege on here. See what happens. Install Dungeon Siege. Siege. Can't talk. Install Dungeon Siege 2 on Windows XP. Works fine. Works great. My God damn it. Boot back into Windows 7. Uninstall, reinstall, still nothing. Got my saved games, though. Got those saved to a different directory. So I just went through again right before I started recording this. Used the Revo uninstaller, which I highly recommend if you have a Windows computer. Revo, R-E-V-O, Revo uninstaller. It hunts down and finds shit that's left over when you uninstall programs. Used that, uninstalled Dungeon Siege and Dungeon Siege 2 Broken World. Got all of it off. And I'm done with the podcast here. I'm going to reinstall everything one more time. See if it fucking works. Because now I want to play the fucking game that I haven't played in 13 fucking months. Not that I'm going to have much time. Because next week, back to the gym. Thank God. Oh, I'm fucking cranky without going to the gym. I'm telling you, man. So today, this will go out tomorrow. This is Monday's podcast. It's Monday, if you're listening to this, in case you didn't know. If you're like me and you can't keep track of what fucking day of the week it is, today is Monday, if you've got this fresh and new. Off the website over at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. And by the way, you can email me. By the way, thanks, man. I've been getting emails. I know I'm way far behind. I got to do listener email episodes at this point. I got the pictures of Miranda Frost. Whoever you know who you are, thank you. I will comment upon that. I'll write you back. Thanks to everybody who's writing in, sending stuff. Appreciate it. Anyhow, today is Monday. You can send me that email at dog spelled backwards. God at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. You can hit me up on the Twitterverse also. My brain hurts. It hurts. I got a lot of shit to do. So I got to get this done tonight, Monday's podcast. I'm going to attempt the goal is to, after I finish this, I got to contact models. Then after that, the goal is to knock out linkage for Tuesday, have that done and off my plate. Because Monday, got to go to the gym, got to go to work, got to do some shit. Tuesday morning, get up, going to do the podcast, hoping to be back in the groove by then. I'm obviously not in the groove right now. I think we can all tell that the Great One is pretty fucking grooveless right this moment. I've been grooveless for, where are we at, in the 40 minutes and 45 seconds? Yeah, I've been grooveless for 40 minutes and 45 seconds. We all know that. We're not going to fool ourselves. We don't lie to ourselves here at the fucking Cynical Libertarian Society. We have self-awareness. My living room is a disaster area. So I got to get the living room cleaned up, put away, organized. Because I got a giant pile of material for the podcast. I got to get that out, spread it out, and reorganize. I know I left off in the middle of a college kid cast, and I just got a bunch of stuff. I got to get it organized and ready to go. So Tuesday morning, I'm going to have this done by Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, it's going to be motherfucking podcast day. I'm going to fucking tear it up. I'm going to be in the groove. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to lay some mad science down. And I'm going to go out with Rachel and have a few beers. Wednesday, you're going to get a good podcast, one that doesn't suck. Now that I've said that, I have to deliver. Fuck. Wednesday's podcast sucks. I'm going to be in trouble. So Wednesday, you're going to get a good podcast, not a suck-ass one like this. Also, Wednesday is the day it's supposed to snow. So in theory, Yoga Pants Girl and I are going to be working at the office that day, assuming she can get to work because she has this car that doesn't do well in the snow. Like, well, you live in Colorado. Maybe instead of buying a car for she bought this car, this specific car, because it has an emotional appeal to her. Is that the right way to say it? Because this particular car triggered, this particular car is a car that for some reason she has an emotional attachment to. It's the car that she's wanted all of her life. Remember, she's 19 years old, so she has shit tons of life experience. So anyhow, she got this dream car of hers, but the dream car doesn't do very well in the snow. Like, well, maybe that was a bad idea. Maybe you should have been a little more practical. And she had a car that did better in the snow, but she sold that one. And the funny part was she sold the car that does good in the snow, and the next day the dream car broke down. Although the dream car doesn't appear to be broken now, and I'll save all this story for when I do the fucking episode about Yoga Pants Girl. So assuming she can make it to work that day, we'll be working over at the office. Now, if she decides she can't make it to work on Wednesday and she lets me know, then I'll just cut Wednesday short, do more podcasting. Thursday, right after the snow, we got to go back to motherfucking Colorado Springs to take all that shit down. Then Friday is another office day. And then, by God, I think we're off on the weekend. I think we actually got another weekend off. And Monday, back at it. Yeah. Anyway, there it is. There's a story of my life. What else? How much time? What's on my list here? All right. I'm running out of time. Thank God. You guys are going, Great One, are you really going to fucking just milk this? Yeah, I am. That's what I'm going to do. So you got this great email here from our friends at Google. You might have gotten the same email. It says, you're receiving this email because you have a consumer. You know, at least Google's kind of honest about it. Consumer. They're calling me a consumer. Which is what I am to Google. I am a consumer to them. Not a customer, I'm a consumer. you've received this email because you have a consumer, parentheses, personal, close parentheses, Google Plus account, or you manage a Google Plus page. In December 2018, we announced our decision to shut down Google Plus for consumers in April 2019 due to low usage and challenges involved in maintaining a successful product that meets consumers' expectations. Now, this is funny to me for a couple of reasons. One is because, of course, there's a lot of people out there who suck Google's cock. Yoga Pants Girl is one of them. Google has the answer for everything. But this also amuses me because I remember when Google Plus first happened. And I remember all the people I know, and thank God I don't associate with any of these people anymore. But at the time, I knew a whole lot of people who were very heavily into social media. Which I was once that loser also. I was, oh my God, when I was like trying, oh, how can I use Twitter and be on Twitter all the time? And I try to be on Facebook and posting things on Facebook and looking at the stats and reading about the out and just trying to figure out how do I use Facebook to promote my business? Oh my God, I was such a fucking loser. Oh God, I was one of them. I remember when Google Plus happened, and people whom I knew at the time. People whom I knew at the time who were big Google dick suckers were all talking about how, oh yeah, this was gonna put Facebook out of business and Google Plus was gonna be the greatest thing ever, all this other shit. And the whole time I was just like, no, I don't think so. And then I saw Google Plus and I'm like, no, I don't think so. There is a Google Plus Cynical Libertarian Society page, by the way. I just auto-post to it. Don't do anything over there. You can find it. It's linked on the website. I'm like, no, this is not, and I hate Facebook, but I'm like, no, this sucks. Google Plus sucks giant fucking balls. Speaking of things, people I used to know, I'm at the grocery store today. This has nothing to do with Google. I'm at the grocery store today and I see this girl. And I'm looking at her. I'm going, ah, God, I know her. She looks really familiar and I'm trying to figure it out. And we're in the store and we cross paths a couple of times. I saw her again in the checkout lane, not the same lane I'm in, but the lane two lanes over with whom I assume was the boyfriend because I didn't see a ring. And I'm looking at her, and finally I realized who it was. It was this girl that about 8 years ago, I went out with her on what I call a pre-date. That's when I invite some girl out to see if I would want to ask her out on a real date. And we went out on a pre-date. And I wanted to go out with her again, but she didn't want to go out with me again, so nothing happened, which was fine because 8 years ago, dude, she was smoking hot. Oh my God, she was so adorable. I was just in love. 8 years later, oh my God, she is wearing the yoga pants because that's what all women in fucking Colorado wear. The ass is flabby and hanging down. Dude, this girl she's got to be 15 years. I don't know exactly how old she is. She's at least 15 years younger than me. Her face is getting wrinkled and hanging down already. She's got a mustache. I mean, she has slammed into the wall. Just fucking right into it. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, my God. I am so happy to be a man because there's no wrinkles on my face. God damn, I am so fucking good looking still. And it's like this chick, she's slammed into the wall. She used to be so hot. Once again, I'm going, God damn it. I mean, sure, I would have liked to have banged her at the time, but man, you poor girl, you girls, you're just oblivious. You're oblivious to the wall, aren't you? You really think that it's not going to happen to you, don't you? You really think that you're going to be beautiful forever. You don't realize, and I'm being generous here, because remember, as far as I'm concerned, women start hitting the wall at about 20. But for some women, I can give you 25, but there are very, 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 very few women that make it past 30. I mean, most of you, and I do mean 999 out of 1,000, you're hitting the wall by the time you turn 30, girls. You better wake the fuck up and smell the coffee, because you are not the fucking eternally beautiful princess that you think you are. Anyhow, back to the Google email. On April the 2nd, your Google Plus account, any Google Plus pages you created will be shut down, and we will begin deleting content from consumer Google Plus accounts. Now, I don't even know if this means a Cynical Libertarian Society page. I don't know if this is a consumer page or not. Because I remember when they started this, Google Plus forced you to create pages. Like, they forced me to create a page for the Cynical Libertarian Society YouTube channel, which is different from the Cynical, which I don't know why. Google Plus would just force you to create pages. Google would force you to create pages. So anyway, they're gonna, you can download and save all your content, but they're gonna delete everything. The process will take a few months, and content may remain through this time. Users may see part of their Google Plus account. Who cares? Yeah, as early as February 4th, you no longer be able to create Google Plus profiles, pages, communities, or events. Gosh, how will I survive? How will I survive without Google Plus? I mean, so far I know it's been pretty pivotal to my existence. There it is. That's what's going on in my brain right now. Well, that and thinking about redheaded volleyball girls. All right, guys. I will see you on Wednesday with a much better podcast.